It's been so gratifying and exciting to bring a new experience to the Perot Museum. And what I think is most exciting is we get to talk about something that most people see in their everyday lives. There are 20,000 bugs per square foot in the world. The idea that, like, we mostly overlook that, we think is a real opportunity for us to lean in, talk more, and showcase really the beauty and ingenuity of nature and science. So,
is there something that sticks out to you here? Is it like, do you have a favorite?
I do have a favorite. My favorite is actually the orchid mantis, which sort of uses camouflage as its ruse to lure and find prey, and then uses a really lightning quick strike to like catch that prey and consume it. And while we don't have orchid mantis here in North Texas, right, we have praying mantis and walking sticks as an example. Their own adaptations are super fascinating and interesting, and we want people to be thinking about, oh, I can connect that dot to something else I might see in the world and learn from that experience.
You can color your own mantis, and like it gets the kids into it.
That's right.
And see, like, okay, why can the praying mantis camouflage itself?
That's
and it's
right.
Like you learn the reason behind it.
That's exactly
yeah.
right. We want folks to understand that, one, there's a reason things happen, and two, we want them to be think about, well, how could they use that someplace else? So how could we as adults or human beings use camouflage for our benefit? What are the applications of that? And maybe one day some spark of genius is going to lead, you know, a little kid, or maybe it's an adult currently, to think about that application and become a business or an opportunity to pursue something that helps the world in some meaningful way. So we love the idea of building that virtuous cycle.
Yeah, and that, because that kid is going to grow up and like you don't know what they're talking about. Like you don't know what they're going to do.
That's exactly right.
But yeah, they might solve a problem that doesn't even exist yet.
That's
and,
exactly
yeah.
right. Because they are thinking about a bug.
And yeah, something like as simple as like the like why do the bugs follow you in? And still,
that's
yeah,
exactly
like that,
right.
Like that's the first thing you see.
That's exactly right. Why are they drawn to you? What does that say? What are they trying to do? How does that help them persist? Right? What are all the things we can take away from these ideas and experiences? You know, as a learning officer, right, we ask a lot of why questions as a prompt to try to continue to draw kids out and to get them to think critically about what might happen and how that might happen next, and sort of use their predictive and critical thinking to grow.